Let's talk a little bit about how the season has been. Are you finished planting, or do you have anything else to do?
We're done planting right now. We've kind of moved on to spraying now. There's a few guys that are finishing up wheat and getting their double crops planted. But for the most part, everything around this area is planted. We pretty well put everything in the ground there. We had about a two-week period, and it was pretty wild that how much actually went in the ground in a two-week period.
And then how have things been recently? I know it's been really hot here. I bet you've been getting that as well.
Yes, absolutely. Last week or so, our heat has been pushing 100 degrees plus for probably a good week now. And it's really been blowing up storms on us, too. And so we've been out of nowhere getting 2 and 3 inch rains in a matter of 20 and 30 minutes. So it's funny because we're almost dry, but then there's areas that are drowned out. There's water standing. So it's really interesting right now.
With having that weather and it kind of being variable, are there any issues that you're seeing either growth-wise or disease-wise, anything like that, that you're concerned about?
Nothing too much yet. We're seeing a little bit of brown leaf spot and some other things in the corn and a few things in the beans, but nothing too bad yet. Definitely keeping an eye on it and seeing that we might have to even make some early fungicide applications this year with the different things we're starting to see, that gray leaf spot moving in early on it and some other things. We maybe moving our fungicide applications up on our corn just a little bit.
And when do you usually apply those?
Well, we're lucky enough. We have a really tall sprayer, so we do our own, and we'll do it actually around brown silk a lot of times. We'll come in with our sprayer and apply a fungicide. And sometimes if the pressure's there, like this year, we may end up going before it even tassels and making an application. And then there's such a thing, too. We might make two applications of it.
Anything that you're looking for the rest of the season to kind of help you finish strong?
Well, we're always hoping to see a good crop. It's looking like if things keep going the way they are, we really could have a pretty good crop. Time rain, we could just back the heat off just a little bit. You know, it's kind of amazing how much the heat really affects it. I think last year really proved that. We had some really immaculate yields last year, and that was contributed, seemed like almost completely to the cooler weather. But we're having really timely rain, so things could be looking really good. But with the rains we've been having too, we might have to look at maybe even giving some late season nitrogen in to make sure it has enough to finish out.